It's always raining on Turk Street in San Francisco. Eked out 15 years in this racket on infidelity cases. Vice and soiled under things of wives and bankers and louts. It's where I'd like to die one day. An old man with little cash in the bank. The last two nights, night after night, cold sweats. It's not the whores, ghosting in heels after other Johns on the street with their mincing fat jelly hips, or this case I should be surveilling. Lawyer's wife, hippie boyfriend, healthy check, snap a couple shots. No, my thoughts are zeroed on Great Falls. May I never see it again. May everyone in the world be happy. But those fingers. Scabbed and fetid, oozing who knows what disease, forced down my throat, making me eat from his fist, and said, "Baby, you're gonna eat those pills and forget now." That scum sucker. Okay, Frank. Okay. But I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna wear your face. Of course, he'd got the jump on me while I was kissing the dame, and he just slit her throat, and her head lolled innocent except for the blood in her eyes were begging for mercy. I'd got an eyeful of his hands, all right, while he was working the gag out of my mouth, and another of her tits, dead while I swallowed those drinks. And a third eyeful of his face, scorching with radiation into the front of my brain. I will kill you, Frank Pulaski, if I ever see that freak on sight. I will shoot him in the balls. Yeah, if you don't piss yourself and run in the other direction. Be grateful you're alive, John Skoog. Be grateful there are 1,137 miles between you and there, and you will never see Montana again. Who's there? I've got a gun!
Put your hands where I can see them, detective.
Vanna. Geez, am I glad it's you.
Yes, stupid. It's me. Who'd you think it was? The boogeyman?
I'm just a little on edge tonight.
I'll bet. I haven't seen you for a while. You must need a vacation.
Whatever you say, Vanna. You're the expert. A little vacation would be nice.
Whatever I say? John Skoog, you idiot. Now take off your pants and take out that big, fat wallet. Let me help you unwind.
You're right, Vanna. I need help. I should get help.
Relax. What have we here?
Oh, yeah. Right there.
How's the little detective?
Oh, right there, baby.
Six weeks prior, Great Falls, Montana, the house of Frank and Rhoda Pulaski.
Frank, I can't feel my hands or my feet. Could you loosen the ropes?
You don't need your feet, Rhoda. You're never gonna leave this room. You look like one of those Kinbaku whores on the verge of their ultimate experience when they feel their insides melt because you can't even squirm. You're never gonna leave this room. Hey, you! Detective! What did you say his name was?
He said it was John. John Skoog.
Well, that's a pretty name. John Skoog. Oog. You also look like a rope bondage slut on my upholstered living room floor. Bound neck and hands and feet to my living room table like a Christmas present. Why don't you take your shoes off? You're not going anywhere either, sweetheart. You like looking at her flesh, huh? Like that. Except the way I pounded your face, is any light getting in that pinhole of an eye? Oh, wow, that's a swollen eye. Look how swollen his right eye is, Rhoda. I wonder if he can see you in the way I tied up those tits. Jesus, look at him, John!
If you could ride a camel into that eye, you'd be in heaven, John! But instead of heaven, John, you thought you could spy on my wife and not come into my house and feel what life in my house is. And how we live in Great Falls without becoming a part of this life, like the retarded son I never had.
He was just trying to help me, Frank.
Yeah, you need help. Like another hole in your head, which is gonna make you feel pretty awful, pretty soon.
Help me. I want it to end. I can't take it anymore.
I want you to feel Frank's cold hands around your throat while life crawls up your spine and I sever your jugular and it spurts out all over a nasty little friend over there.
Do you want that to happen, baby?
Do it, Frank.
Say you want it to happen.
Yes, Frank, let me open.
I'm going to kill you right now, Rhoda. Feel.
Frank, you psycho. You killed her. Why did you kill her? You'll never get away with this, Frank Pulaski.
You shouldn't have come here, John.
Frank, put the knife down. Listen, Rhoda's sister asked me to check up on her. Paula, call Paula. Frank, let's be reasonable. I won't go to the police. Why'd you kill her? Don't kill me. Paula hired me. I was just doing my job. Call Paula. Rhoda was your wife. Why did you kill your wife?
Shut it, John.
I'm gonna feed you some pills now. Baby, baby's gonna take the pills, or John, I will take this knife and ram it so far up your no-no spot. You understand me? You will forget everything that ever happened since you came to Great Falls right now, or I will kill everything you know. You've seen me before, John Skoog. And you'll see me again. Now forget! Swallow your pill, John Skoog.